regions marched when bats had been everywhere, and someone had made a considerable effort to eliminate them, someone like maybe those wizards who had traveled with the Black Company. He halted, suddenly nervous. Bats in weather when bats should not fly? Not a good omen. He had not come far. 1 minute and he'd be safely in the palace. Another bat whipped past. He turned to run. 3 men blocked his path. He whirled. More men. Everywhere, men. He was surrounded. For half a minute, they seemed a horde. But there were only 6. In very bad Taglian, one said,
"A man want to see you. You come."
He looked around wildly. There was no escape. The paradox of being smoke, Smoke thought. Terrified when the danger was insubstantial, calm now with it concrete, he moved through streets dark and wet, surrounded by men no bigger than he. His mind worked perfectly. He could break away whenever he willed. One small spell, and he could be gone. Safe. But something was afoot. It might be crucial to know what. That spell could be loosed later as well as now. He pretended to be as rattled and craven as ever. They took him to the worst part of the city, to a tenement that looked like it could collapse any second. He was more frightened of it than of them. They led him up 4 creaky flights. One man tapped a code on a door. The door opened. They went inside. Smoke eyed the man waiting. He looked just like the 6 who had brought him. Nor did the man who had opened the door seem any different. All hatched in the same nest. But the man who waited spoke passable Taglian. He asked, "You are the one called Smoke, the Fire Marshal. I cannot recall the full title." The wizard supposed they knew who and what he was, else he would not be here.
"I am. You have me at a disadvantage."
"I have no name. I can be called One Who Leads 8 Who Serve." Ghost of a smile. "Unwieldy, yes. It is of no importance. I am the only one here who can speak your language. You won't confuse me with anyone else."
"Why did you interrupt my stroll?"
Keep it cool, casual, he thought.
"Because we have a common interest in dealing with a peril so great it could devour the world. The Year of the Skulls."
Now Smoke knew who they were. He controlled himself, but his mind went wild. His efforts to maintain his anonymity had gone for naught. The Shadow Masters knew him. Maybe Swan was right. Maybe he was just a coward. He was. He had known that always. But he was no puling craven. He could manage his fear if he had to. Still, it rankled that Swan could be right about anything. Willow Swan was an animal that walked on its hind legs and made noises like a man.
"The Year of the Skulls?" he asked. "What do you mean?"
The man smiled thinly.
"It will save time if we don't pretend. You know Kina is stirring, and when she stirs, ripples go out and waken other things best left undisturbed. The first whisper of Kina passes over the world. Soon the woman who is her avatar will become aware of what she is."
"Do you think me simple?" Smoke demanded. "Do you believe I can be weaned from my loyalty so easily? Do you believe an appeal to my fears will subvert me?"
"No. Subversion is not the point. He who sent me is to you as you are to a mouse. He is afraid. He has cast the bones of time. He has seen what may be. That woman can bring on the true Year of the Skulls. What she was once, she can become again, filled